This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Today's sugya, we're going to examine Nun Zayin Amud Beis in Yevamos. The Gemara has a shayla about Yesh Chuppa Lepsulais or Ein Chuppa Lepsulais. Now, what does that mean, Yesh Chuppa Lepsulais? We are always tend to think that Chuppa follows Kedushin, that B'shloisha D'rachim Ha'isha Niknes, woman could be koinah B'kes B'shar B'biya, but then there is Nesuin. There's this how, and chuppa performs nesuin. Now this shayla over here, yesh chuppa lepsulais, or ein chuppa lepsulais, was kedushin done here, or was kedushin not done here? So before we see some of the mefarshim, let's read Rashi, and let's read part of Tosfos. Rashi says, Kohen Gadol shehichnes amana bas kohen, and Kohen Gadol was machnes in amana, the door of a kohen lechuppa, v'loi bala, and he did not live with her. Now, did he do Kedushin first? Umeikara nami loikitsha. He also did not do Kedushin in the beginning. Afilu hachi pasla mitruma debay nasa. Nevertheless, he passels her, he disqualifies her from the truma of her father's house. De chuppa kechnisas beila damia. Because chuppa is like taking her in with bia. So Rashi says he did chuppa. He did not have relations with her. He did not do Kedushin. So why would it passel? Chuppa is not a kinyan. Chuppa is a goymer. The answer is, Rashi says, Chuppa kiknisas bila damya. And the same way, if he would have had bia with her, it would have for sure passeled her. Chuppa, perhaps, which is the beginning of bia, right? It dawned on me, we said this over on Shabbos, just one little nekuda. Why is chuppa kiknisas bia? The Gemara in Ksuba says Beferish, Hakol Yoidim Lama Kala Nechneses L'chuppa. The Gemara says, but if anybody says, then that's Nivel Peh, and there's punishment. But the chuppa is the Hachnasa, the Tchilas Hachnasas Biha. I would have learned Rashi that no Kedushin at all is done. Chuppa, perhaps, is not a Kinyan whatsoever. Nevertheless, it is some kind of haschala. And that's how the Ritva learns, and that's how we said it over when we learned it on Tuesday. And not everybody learns Rashi that way. Tosfos does not learn Rashi that way. In fact, there are two Perushim in Tosfos. Let's see the Tosfos, Nun Zayin Amud Beis, on the top. Nira Lari. I'm not seeing everybody who's here. Oh. Michael, we're going to maybe discuss what you brought up regarding Chuppas Nida, which is, I didn't even realize, very connected to this sugya. Okay, so the Gemara, Tosfos says like this, Nira Lari, Lefarish, Lefi Shita Sekuntras. The Ri, it seems to the Ri to explain, based on the Shita of Rashi, De Pligi B'Chuppa B'Loi Kesef. We're talking about Chuppa without Kesef. Aye, a chuppa is not a kinyan. No, the Rav Ushmuel Savri Kravhuna this liberates kedushin the chuppa koine. Rav and Shmuel both hold like Kravhuna in the beginning of kedusha on daf hey that chuppa is koine. If I'm not mistaken, Kravhuna makes a kal v'chomer. Ma kesef, which is koine, but is not goimer. Chuppa, which is goimer, ain't odin that it should be koine. That's the Kav HaChomer of Rav Huna. Rav Huna's famous Kav HaChomer. So, since Chuppa is a Kenyan, V'ka'amar Rav says, D'chihechi d'kanu k'dushay Chuppa b'kashros hachanami kanu b'psulais. Just like Chuppa would be koina in a kasher woman, it would also be koina in a pasul woman. And therefore, it would render her disqualified to eat truma. V'adifa mikedusha kesef. Now Rav would say this is better than kesef, because Reb Elezer and Reb Shimon, they say that if you do kedusha kesef to a psul, it doesn't passel, because a woman who is primed for bia psula does not passel. But Rav and Shimon would say, even Reb Elezer and Reb Shimon that say kedusha kesef doesn't passel, chuppa, which is a type of kinyan, which is karoiv l'bia, Moidu, they would acknowledge and they would admit, Kinam Rinan, Bidichuya de Milsa, the Rami Bar Chama. The same way the Gemara said, the Gemara will say on Daf Nun Ches to the opinion of Rami Bar Chama that Chuppah might be different than other Kinyanim. That is what Rav argues, namely that just because Kedushe Kesef would not necessarily disqualify her from eating Truma, Chuppah definitely would. Why don't we say as follows? Dayoy leva min hadin liyos kenidain. That if, why don't we say dayoy? If Kedushe Kesef won't passel her from eating Truma, then, meaning like this, I think what Tosus is saying is, from where do we learn out a Kenyan Chuppah? It's a Kavachomer from Kenyan Kesef. Well then, dayoy leva min hadin liyos kenidain. If the whole Makar is Kesef, and if you do Kedushe Kesef to a woman who's a psula, it would not render her pasul l'truma. So then if you do Chuppah to a psula, it should not pasul her from truma. No, we would not say dayo over here. It says Toysus, Daha d'mishtameres l'biya psula, d'airaisa lo yachla, midrabanon. That which a woman who is waiting for biya psula d'airaisa doesn't eat, it's only midrabanon. And since it's only midrabanan, we don't have to apply dayo. You could say the rabbis were more machmir by chuppah than they were by kedusha kesef. Vechmir chachamim bechuppah yoisel fishakroiv alabia. Meaning dayo applies on a dairaisa level, but we're not dealing with a dairaisa here. We're dealing with a drabanan of disqualifying her from chuma midrabanan. In that case, we should say dayo. We would not apply dayo leva minadin lios kenidon. And what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel amar ein chuppah lepsulais. Why? The chuppah loy mahani ella bekashros. Chuppah only helps by a woman who's kosher. The chuppah kiruv biyahu. Chuppah is approaching bia, v'loy mahaniya ella beruyos l'bia. And it's only effective if the woman is worthy to do bia. Avo bepsulois, but a woman who is pasul, shein ruyos l'bia, then the chuppah is not a karev l'bia. The whole mechanism of chuppah is it is approaching bia, but that's only possible to say if it's permitted to do biyatur. If it's not permitted to do biyatur, you're not going to say the chuppah is approaching the bia. Says Taisus v'chuppah de la'acher kedushin nami loy mahanya bepsulais l'Shmuel. Then Taisus has an added chiddush. Shmuel would say chuppah even after kedushin doesn't help for psulais. Fine. That is the Shita of Tosfos. Tosfos learns differently than the way we learned Rashi. We learned Rashi that we're talking about not in the world of Rav Huna. And Chuppah is not, doesn't do anything. It's not Koine, it's not Goymer without Kedushin. So why would it exempt her? Because it's Karoiv Labia. Aye, but it's not Koine. It doesn't matter. It's still the beginning of Bia. Tosfos holds, yeah, it's the beginning of Bia. You know why? Because it's a Kenyan, and we hold like Rav Huna that Chuppah is Koine. And in fact, it's even more than Kedusha Kesef. Kedusha Kesef maybe would not passel her, according to Rav Blazer and Reb Shimon, but Chuppah would. That's how Tosfos learns Rashi. The end of Tosfos, about five lines from the end of Tosfos, V'nira l'ri k'perish Rabbeinu Tam, d'b'chuppah sha'achar kedushin ayri Rabu Shmuel. That we're talking about, in other words, what we read in the beginning of Tosfos was the Ri's Perush Farashi. But the Ri personally would learn the Gemara, like Rabbeinu Tam, that our sugya is talking about Chuppah after Kedushin. But we're simple Jews today, we just want to understand Rashi. Tosfos learns Rashi that we're in the world of Rav Huna, that Chuppah is a Kedushin. And now let's see the Ritva. The Ritva, here we have it. We'll start over here. It ma rav amar yesh chuppah l'psulois, shmol amar in chuppah l'psulois. Perish Rashi, kohen gadol shekanas almano l'chuppah v'loi ba'aleha, v'meikara nami loy kitcha, d'rav amar afilu hachi pasla mitshuma d'bei nasa, the chuppah kiknisas b'ilodamya. Ushmuel amar she'eino nifsalas b'truma v'bnei chuppah zu. V'hikshu alav, they asked on Rashi, kimidvarav nira, from the words of Rashi, it would seem, the l'kulei alma chuppah ina koina, according to everyone, chuppah is not koina, the less l'hu kavachoy mer, the Rav Huna, the parak kamad the kedushin. He doesn't hold that the kavachoy mer of Rav Huna in the first parak of kedushin. Uve Gemara yesh siul as the Gemara that we're going to see tomorrow night is mashma this way, because the Gemara says on the statement of Rami Bar Chama that we'll see tomorrow that maybe Rav Meir only said over there that a woman who's primed for bia psula apostles elab kedushin de kanilei ava bechuppa dolei kanilei loy ama lehed yisfiru lan b'shmeidna chuppa l'kaleim loy kanya. And Rashi himself says that means chuppa is not koina, only kesef shtar and bia. So Rashi clearly learns the Gemara that says that maybe Rav Meir only asers a woman who's primed for bia psula if a kinyan was done, but chuppa is not koina. So and Rashi says explicitly chuppa is not koina, only kesef shtar and bia v'naka le maran. Behedya Rashi says explicitly, "Kamay dinakan hachamaran shaloi kidei shaisa." Talking about he didn't marry her. Kalay mar she'ain loy beisha zushum kinyan. That you didn't do any kinyan to this woman. Ela shechnisa lechupa v'zimna atzma lebi apsula v'chashiv le rav keknisas beila. Rav considers going to the chupa like entering for bia lemifsula lechuma b'mnei knisazu. The kashaluhu al pirushai. It's shver on Rashi. Chadad imkain deshmaitin b'chuppa greitza. Then our Gemara is talking about only chuppa. Could the parish maran hechi masnizan lekaman raya lederav me'ahid de soita she chuppa acher kedushin lechuppa zu she greitza. How could the Gemara later try to bring a proof from soita, which is talking about chuppa after kedushin, to chuppa alone? It dafilu yeshba kinyan, even if chuppah is a kinyan, that's talking about after kedushin, but not chuppah alone. Furthermore, v'oid kiven she'in chuppah koina, if chuppah is not koina, v'eina ela ki'ilu. What does that word say? Hirzuka ime be'andarta? Huh? What does that mean? He says, perish nechba i'imai. Basically like this. What's chuppah? She hid it, they went into hiding together. Lama he nifsels mezela chuma dafil l'ksheiros ein chuppa v'choshken l'psulas. That kind of chuppa doesn't do anything even to a kosher woman. Why would it do something to a pasul woman? Bottom line is, the Ritva's kasha on Rashi is that since Rashi is mashma, the way we learned Rashi, that we're talking about chuppa without kedushin, but chuppa without kedushin doesn't do anything even to a kosher woman. It's a meaningless act. In other words, if they played Lego together and she was puzzle, then it would not disqualify her. In other words, if a Kohen Gadol played chess with an Almana, it would not disqualify her from eating Truma. What do you mean? Why do you think they're playing chess? If he took her out to the Brooklyn Marriott, she wouldn't become puzzle to eat Truma. Oh, what do you mean? Why are they... So why would chuppah? Chuppah doesn't do anything. That's basically the Ritva's kasha. Chuppah is a meaningless act. Says the Ritva, no. Ubevadei dehalai kasha kolayah. This is not such a big question. The Dilma af agav de chuppah lai kanya, kivan de aldas kedushin o nesuin nichnas hasham. Since they entered there with the mindset of kedushin or nesuin, v'zimna, and they prepared the kirva atzma labia, and they came close to bia psula. She's pasul alabia psula kansura banan shloi toicha b'tshuma umi uloi mechuvar. Nevertheless, it's not so clear. It's not white. V'oid mishum kusha kamaisa, and also the first question of what's the Gemara's raya tomorrow from Soita. But it sounds like the main question of the Ritva is that, look, it's an empty act. Bottom line, he does learn Rashi that since the purpose of the act is to do bia, it would disqualify her from truma. Okay. So that's the Ritva. So we learned, when we learned the sugya, we learned like the Ritva, not like Toisus, but be aware, Toisus argues on the Ritva. Okay, so now I want to come to Michael's question. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Ishos, Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, that we know that a man is not allowed to live with an arusa. We say in Berachas Erusin, Va'asa lanu esa arusais. Somebody lives with an arusa, v'veis chamia, your malkinoisai malkas mardos. So the Rambam says, Kimin shenichlusa arusa l'chupa, once the arusa enters the chupa, reizu muteras, lava yaleh v'chaleis. You can live with her anytime. She'irza v'ari, ishti gemur l'chal davar. She is his full-fledged wife. U'mishetichnas l'chupa, once she enters the chupa, nikreis nesua, afal pi shalai nivala, v'hu shetia ru yalabia. That's once a woman enters the chuppah, she is a full-fledged wife, even though they didn't have relations, provided that she was ro'i tabia. And then the Rambam offers his very unique shita. Avam hoisa nida, a woman who is a nida, afal pisha nichnasa l'chuppah, even though she entered to the chuppah, v'nesia cherima, and they went into seclusion, lo'i gamru ha'nesuin, the nesuin has not been finalized, v'arehi ka'arusa dayin, she's still like an arusa. That's a shita of the Rambam. Chupas nida is not koina, is not goimer. Why? Because you need chupa. Because you need chupa haruya labia. Yeah, that's shita of Rambam. You need chupa haruya labia. So you have the question of, I believe the Mishnah Lamelech. And the Ran. The Mishnah Lamelech basically quotes the Ran. So let's see the Ran. The Ran quotes the Rif. Where is the Ran? And the Ran says, Pirsa nida, eino koina. Kivan shekasav keino Rif. If the Rif says, ein koina, stam, mashmash, eino koina, l'shum davar. Loi liyarsha, v'loi latamela. Not to yarshin her, and not to be matamah to her. V'chein kasav harambam, v'perak asiri mehilchos ishas. Aval im hoysa nida, afal pishenichnus alechupa v'nesiach rima loy gomru anasun v'ari karusa adayin adkan. That's the shita of the Rambam. V'hadavar tema, the Ran says that the Rambam shita, that chupas nida is not koina, is really a stira to our Gemara Nivamas. Because our Gemara Nivama says, Yesh Chuppa Lipsulais. What that means is, we paskin like Rav, right? We have a machlokes here, Rav and Shmuel. Yesh Chuppa Lipsulais, Rein Chuppa Lipsulais. By the way, how do we paskin? There's a klal that we go like Rav Be'isser. We go like Rav, right? The Rosh says in Baba Kama that by Dine Mamanois we go like Shmuel, because Shmuel was a doctor and he was very practical. Rav specialized in Isser. You know why Rav specialized in Isser? Who's Rav? Who's Rav? Abba, right? We had on Nun Zayin Ovez. Rav is Abba. Moiduli Abba. If you look throughout the Zohar, most of the Zohar says Amar Rabbi Abba. That's because the Zohar was written by Rav. Rav was Rabbi Abba. Rav Tanahu Upalig. Yeah? Rav was the Talmud Muvak of the Rajbi. The Rajbi dictated the Zohar to Rav. So Rav was a very spiritual individual. So we pass him like him. Isser. Isser is Dine Mamanois is Lamali Kras Varahu. Dine Mamanois is like human reasoning. Dine Isser Beheter is Lamala Menateva. Anyway, so that means we pass him Yesh Chuppa Lepsulois. So it's a stira. The Rambam holds Chuppas Nida is not a Kenyan. Right? This was Michael's question on Tuesday night. The Rambam holds Chuppas Nida is not a Kenyan. And in our Gemara, we paskin yesh chuppa lepsulois. V'adavar tema, the kima the kama v'yavamas yesh chuppa lepsulois. Kugan amalekam v'yavamas. Chuppas nida loyma lama loy tikna. Chuppas nida should also be a kinyan. So, is this a question or is this not a question? Why did I brush off Michael? Because I learned Rashi like the Ritva. Namely, nobody over here said that the chuppah to the Amanat Kohen Gadol is a good chuppah. Now it's not a good chuppah. Chuppah is not a kinyan. We're talking about where no kedushin was done. We're talking about where you just did chuppah. So the chuppah is not effective over here. Nobody said, Rav is not saying it's an effective chuppah. Rav says even though it's not an effective chuppah, it exempts her, it passes her from truma, because chuppah is the haschala of bia. But the Rambam would say, chuppah's nida is not a chuppah, nor is any other chuppah that is eino ruya lebiya. Aye, but we paskin yesh chuppah lepsulais. Pal, yesh chuppah lepsulais just means that since chuppah is the beginning, is approaching bia, it disqualifies her from chumah, but it's not a kinyan. In other words, the way we learned the Gemara, so that would answer the Ran's question. Because we're not saying chuppah lepsulais is a kinyan, we're just saying it disqualifies her from chuma. But if you learn Rashi, the way Tosis learns Rashi, that we're talking about chuppah after kedushin, and we're talking about an effective chuppah, and Rav says yesh chuppah lepsulais, you could still really answer the Ran's question that, now then it's not so simple, because it seems like the chuppah is koina. In other words, even according the way Tosis learns, that the the way Tosis learns that we're talking about, the way Tosis learns Rashi, that we're talking in the world of Rav Huna, that chuppah is koina. By the way, what is the Rambam Paskin regarding Rav Huna? The Rambam Paskin's not like Rav Huna. The Rambam Paskin's chuppah is not koina. So, if the Rambam could learn the Gemara like the Ritva, and everything's hunky-dory, and the Ran doesn't have a kasha. Basically, that's the Lechem Mishnah's answer. The way we applied, let's see if I can find the Lechem Mishnah. I can't find the Lechem Mishnah. But I think it's pretty clear that the Rambam paskins chuppas nida is not koina, and the Rambam paskins not like Rav Huna that chuppah is not koina stam. So how would the Rambam learn this Gemara? The way we learned the Ritva, the way the Ritva learns Rashi, that we're talking about passeling her from Truma despite the fact that you're not koina. Yeah, that's all. That's all, folks. Okay. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Be matzliach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.